Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Who is this, you say?
I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Are you registered to vote?
What is this for?
I mean, we talk about in the survey kind of like the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and this one specifically, we focus a lot about like immigration.
Okay.
So, in which state are you registered to vote?
No, I'm not registered to vote right now.
All right, no worries. And what year were you born in?
Huh?
And what year were you born in?
I would love to skip this.
Skip this question, all right. All right, no worries. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices?
There's no chance that I will vote. I don't do politics. I can't care less about politics. But if I would prefer somebody to win, Donald Trump. But
all right. If you had to pick,
you know, but yeah.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Stop spending money elsewhere that they're spending the money elsewhere, not in this country.
All right.
Worry about your people. Worry about us taxpayers. That's what you need to be worrying about, not another country.
So you said like the government is spending money on things they shouldn't?
Yes, definitely.
All right. They shouldn't. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for that answer. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or did you skip that one?
I didn't vote for anyone.
Didn't vote? All right, no worries.
No.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I will definitely vote for Donald Trump.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? A 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Donald Trump.
Yes, I'll vote 100%.
All right. And what about Joe Biden?
Negative.
All right. So that'd be like a 0 then?
A 0. Negative 0 if we can make it a negative.
Oh. All right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Trump.
All right.
All
right. So would you say the Republican candidate then?
Yeah.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I wouldn't even be able to say that. I haven't even been following either one of them.
All right. So you would say like neither then? Or would you say, like, you just don't know?
Come again?
So what would you say that you trust more? Would you say that you trust, like, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump?
I probably would trust more Donald Trump.
All right. Donald Trump somewhat more or much more?
Donald Trump a much more.
All right. Now, if you could please indicate whether if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being deported in deportation raids, or from being targeted in deportation raids.
Nope.
So would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'll be honest with you. I can go ahead and just end this call. I'm not too interested in answering too much more. Just put that if anything comes to the shove, I prefer Donald Trump over Biden. That's it. Whoever he